Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
We have with us Christina Bakela, one of the two main organizers of a brand new Greek festival called Greek Fringe. So, Christina, let's start with a very basic question. What is Greek Fringe?
Hi, Dina. The Greek Fringe concept came about through discussions between Con Kalamaris and myself. We felt that in the diaspora, people aren't getting enough exposure to the amazing output of talent coming from the dynamic art scene of Greece. And by the same token, that Greece doesn't have much of a feel for what artists in the diaspora are creating. So we decided to create the Greek Fringe, a portal to alternative contemporary Greek art in all its forms from around the world. We want to promote and celebrate contemporary culture, which can often be overshadowed by a glorified notion of the past. And, you know, though the theme is Greek, you don't have to be Greek to participate or to appreciate.
Christina, you've already touched on it slightly, but I want to put this question to you so that you can explain and expand. What is this festival trying to achieve?
We're all about unveiling independent artists who are not afforded the attention they deserve. Our main mission is to curate events that provide visibility for up-and-coming artists who fall outside the mainstream. We want to share their art with a much broader audience than they would ever have exposure to, including exposure to a non-Greek audience. We're here to facilitate new and emergent interpretations of Greek culture. So there's an appetite among younger generations of the diaspora to explore and connect not only with the Greece of their grandparents, but the Greece of now.
Let's talk about the timing, since you mentioned the now. Why have a new festival during a pandemic? Is this the right timing?
So the genesis of the festival idea happened BC, before Corona, that is.
good one.
Yeah, we had planned to host a physical event at the Hellenic Museum and at a warehouse venue in Sydney that would have had headliners from Greece and a showcase of local talent, including immersive installations by artists from around Australia. And when we first realized that a physical event was looking near impossible, of course, the first reaction was, I can't say it on radio, but you get the picture.
Yeah, pretty much.
Con and I are delusionally optimistic, so we saw this as an opportunity. We're now launching a series of digital events online that enable us to showcase phenomenal talent that we would not normally have access to due to budgetary constraints. For example, our first event will feature Vasiliki Anastasiou from Cyprus and the incredible Amalgamation Project and Choir, and Luca Lesson, a super talented poet and rapper from Australia.
Are they the main acts in this festival?
So they're our first feature. So we're going to be launching a series. There'll be more to come.
Okay. When are we going to expect the other ones?
Probably, definitely before the end of the year. We might squeeze in another two or three.
Christina, when is the festival starting?
So our launch is on the 28th of August, so next Friday at 8:30 p.m. We're going to be premiering it on the Greek Fringe Facebook page.
So you're going live on Facebook?
Yeah. So, okay. And you can access it thereafter. It'll be on our Facebook page.
Let's talk about who supports the festival. It's all online, I take it. So who are your supporters?
Our major sponsor is the Hellenic Museum, without whom none of this could be possible. and we've also got support from the Pappas Post in New York and the Greek America Foundation, support from Just Gold, Sydney and Melbourne-based, The Boite in Melbourne, Mondo Bongo Radio, which is an amazing station based in Kerkira. Yeah, lots of people are getting behind it. I think it's a testament to the hunger that exists to, you know, access this alternative Greek scene.
Christina, talk to us about the possibilities that this new reality has created for artists, not only musicians, but artists in general. Because from what you have explained so far, what I gather is that this is not just Australia-wide, this is worldwide, and it endeavors to capture the new talent in the Greek diaspora throughout the world. Is this correct?
Absolutely. So that's the thing. It's not, we're not limited to any place now. And, you know, we want to connect communities from around the world as audience and as artists. So the aim is to curate events that involve people from different places and to spur on collaborations that connect young creatives from the source with the diaspora. So as you can see in our first event, we've got Vasiliki Anastasiou and her band and choir collaborating with an Australian poet. So in effect, you know, we've got different art forms and on coming together on one platform.
Is Vasiliki and her choir going to perform together with Luca Lesson, or these two are going to be two separate acts? How is this going to happen?
That would be a bit of a challenge. So we'll see Vasiliki's choir first, and then we'll have Luca Lesson's video.
Okay, so there are two separate performances.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Now, what genres are you going to cover in Greek Fringe?
There's no predetermined program per se. We have put a call out to artists to submit their proposals, and events will occur organically around the content. Since launching our website, GreekFringe.com, we've had a few artist submissions already from Greece and from Australia, from America, and our plan is to build events around them. So, yeah, we encourage people to put forward their ideas to us.
So what genres are you going to showcase in the Greek Fringe?
We are open to everything. Surprise us, people.
So it's not just music. It can be a theatre performance. It can be a monologue. It can be...
Yeah, absolutely. So
okay.
We're kind of creating an artist catalogue. It can be literary-based, music-based, visual arts, theatre performance, film, what have you. So we're not exclusive in terms of what type of media.
And just to wrap this up, how can people access it?
The event will premiere on Friday the 28th of August at 8:30 p.m. on the Greek Fringe Facebook page, and will also be made available on our website. We've also got many supporters, as previously mentioned, come on board, and they'll be streaming from their pages as well, including the Hellenic Museum in Melbourne's Facebook page. Again, tune in, see for yourself the quality of work that these artists have put forward, and support them by buying a ticket. We're not talking about one or two people. There's a whole choir, a band, production crew, videographers. The list goes on of people on and behind the stage who've put their time and soul into this. So we do encourage people to support by buying a ticket where possible.
Okay. Wishing you all the best. Fingers crossed for you and everyone else who is organizing and participating in Greek Fringe. Best of luck. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Tina.
Θέλετε να ακούσετε περισσότερες ιστορίες σαν και αυτήν? Ακούστε στο Apple Podcast, στο Google Podcast, στο Spotify ή οπουδήποτε ακούτε podcast.